Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida.
Left off the last week in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, in verse number 20. Let me read down to verse number 23. I didn't even finish verse number 20 last week because I read that one phrase, but now is Christ risen from the dead. And that's where we ended last week, because if you remember, we ended the thought, that's our victory shout, that now is Christ risen from the dead. He listed some previous thoughts that if Christ hasn't risen from the dead, then our preaching is vain. We're a bunch of liars. Your faith is vain. Everything, your loved ones, they're lost. And he said, he ended with this thought, if we are most men, if this isn't true, well, then we ought to be pitied because we believed in a lie. And then he makes that tremendous statement, but now is Christ risen from the dead. And then he follows that up, and become the first fruits of them that slept. And that's what I'm talking about this morning, this thing about the first fruit. For since by man came death, speaking of Adam, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. This speaks of the man, Jesus Christ. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Contrasting the first man, Adam, to the second man, Adam, Christ. Then verse number 23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and afterward they that are at his coming. So we see listed here this morning this issue and thing for the first time. Mentioned first fruits in the New Testament. First fruits, what's he talking about? The first fruits. Here in verse number 20, he makes that astounding statement, but now Christ is risen from the dead and becomes the first fruits of them that slept. The Apostle Paul is leaving the hopelessness of a miserable mankind and announces the glorious truth that Christ indeed has risen from the dead. If the resurrection was not true, the believer is left with disturbing conclusions that Jesus was a great deceiver and none of his teachings are worthy to believe, and that the believer is left in misery and without hope. The believer's hope for resurrection is based on the fact that Christ rose from the dead. Jesus said in John 14, 19, because I live, ye shall live also. And not only has Christ risen from the dead, he became the first fruits of them that slept. And that's what I want to look at our study on this morning. This thought about the first fruits and what it is, what it entails. When it talks about the first fruits from a natural point of view, it's a fruit-producing plant that often has fruit that ripens sooner than other fruit. We see it on orange trees, there's citrus around here and other things. I was sharing with Damien and Melanie. Kendall said, I know, Dad, you're getting old because you're planting flowers. I'm planting flowers all around the house, trying to attract butterflies, trying to attract hummingbirds. I got flowers all in the back, beautiful, and they're blooming and all. And I had some shrimp plants that Damien and Melanie told me. Wasn't that y'all told me about the shrimp plants? They said, because they got hummingbirds at their house. I'm so jealous of them. I've not yet seen the first hummingbird. But anyway, they'll come. Like the old thing, build it, they'll come, or whatever that movie was. Well, plant it, they'll come. So months ago, I planted some shrimp plants. They were beautiful. Had little flat. They all lost their bloom. I mean, all the things fell off. Well, this past week, I noticed they're blooming again. And they had the little buds sticking on them. And already, there's two of them that have already come out. And I looked at them again this morning. And I told the truth. Those are our first fruits. From the shrimp plant. You see the little buds, then you see the little flowers that already, it's a promise that there's more to follow. That these are, that's the picture of first fruits. That is the first with a promise of more to follow. Now, what does that have to do with Jesus Christ? Well, Jesus Christ was the first fruits. What do you mean the first fruits? In other words, he was the first that ever received a glorified body, meaning that there would be more to follow him. There would be the first fruits. Now, I won't get into this today. Later on, we'll get into it in more detail. You know, in a harvest, there's three parts. There's first fruits, a main harvest, and a gleanings. When we talk about resurrection, and when we get in more detail, we'll talk about that. But when we're talking here, that first fruit is a promise that there will be more to come, like first fruit. And I did read this. It was interesting that normally the first fruits are the best ones. I never considered that till I was reading that commentary. And obviously Jesus was the best, okay? And so that's interesting. I just kind of read that this week, that normally the first fruits, whether that is true or not, I don't know. In citrus, I have to ask Archie that, you know, is first fruits the better fruit? I don't know. One guy said that's normally the better fruit, first fruit. But anyway, it's interesting. The first ripening fruit announces the soon to come ripening of more fruit. There was more to come. Jesus became the first ever to receive a glorified body, and there was a promise that more would come. Now, this is interesting. There had been other resurrections in the Bible. I listed a few here. Remember in 1 Kings chapter 17, Elijah raising the widow's son. Remember the widow of Zarephath, and the son died, and Elisha raised somebody from the dead too. But during Elijah, he raised somebody from the dead, but he didn't receive a glorified body. That son died again sometime. Are you following? Another, we think of Elisha raised somebody from the dead. Matter of fact, was that Elijah or Elisha? That somebody was thrown on his bone. It was, had to be Elisha, because Elijah was in heaven. Yeah. That somehow that was thrown in the ground, and that guy raised from the dead. That's how powerful. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? He was, just because he's in Elisha's grave, something, I don't know what they did, throwing him in Elisha's grave. Somehow, something happened. I don't remember the whole story. I just remember he rose from the dead. Lazarus, everybody knows about Lazarus in John chapter number 11. 38 through 44. Lazarus rose from the dead, but Lazarus did not receive a glorified body because Lazarus doesn't have a record of it, but obviously he died again. Tabitha, her also his name is Dorcas in Acts chapter number 9, verse number 36 through 41. We know about Tabitha or Dorcas. She died and she resurrected. So, and there's, let me give you another one. I love this one. You ever remember a guy by the name of Eutychus? In Acts chapter number 20. Doug, there was somebody sang a song years ago. Who did that? We had a group came through there, and they sung a song about Eutychus. How many of y'all know about Eutychus? Two or three, you preachers do. I'm going to tell you lay people who about Eutychus. Paul, you think I preach a long time. Paul was preaching all night, and at midnight, he was still preaching. And Eutychus was in the window, and he fell asleep during Paul's preaching. And he fell out the window, and he fell and broke his neck, died. Which tells you, don't you fall asleep while the preacher's preaching. Okay, but he's preaching along at midnight. He's preaching, Eutychus fell, and had to stop the services. In Acts chapter 20, it's a neat story. Raised him from the dead, and Paul went back preaching. But it's interesting, they also did not receive a glorified body. That's why it's mentioned here that Jesus Christ, the first fruits, in verse number 20, of them that slept, which brings an interesting concept. Notice it says first fruits, not first fruit. It's plural, not singular. So why first fruits and not singular? Well, turn with me to a passage that's often overlooked. In Matthew chapter number 27, I want you to turn there with me. Matthew chapter number 27. While you're finding your place, Matthew 27, we'll go to verse number 50. Jesus was the first and of necessity to receive a glorified body. He was the first fruits of new order. Remember, we talked about Lazarus and these others that previously who had been resurrected. But Jesus was the first to receive a glorified body.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.